Alright, welcome to my relaxing kids episode. I hope you like them, and they usually are very small ones. So my name's Ellie Winkle, and I'm the person that makes these episodes. Thank you for listening to all of them, my listeners, and I hope you enjoy them. Yeah, some more will be coming out very soon, and if you're looking up for some more, and there is no more, just wait for a few weeks or so, because I might be on a holiday where you can't use phones and everything. Thank you, and yeah. Hello, my name is Ellie, and welcome to Relaxing Kids. Today, I'll be telling you a story about a little girl named Caroline. I've already told you that. So let's start the story. Actually, before we do that, let's do our breathing. One deep breath in through your nose, and then one deep breath out through your mouth. Alright, let's listen to the story. Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Caroline. In about maybe 45 days, she was going to have a baby. And she could not wait. Her baby is a little girl named Alicia. And she had brown hair, and she has purple glasses. And Caroline could not wait till her little baby Alicia is born. It was like going through a maze to meeting a baby girl. I can remember when I first met my baby cousin. She was like tiny. She almost looked like a baby doll. And I heard that's what Alicia looks like. Anyway, Caroline was waving through one day, a big, big sunny day. And she felt a little pop in her belly. She realized that her baby was going to come out. And it did. She was so happy to show her husband. And she could not wait to show everybody at the work of hers about it. Especially my mom, because they go to the same work, because Caroline is actually a real work friend to my mom. Anyway, the baby lived happily ever after, and Caroline did call her baby Alicia. Thank you for listening to this Relaxing Kids episode. I hope you liked it, and I think if you Google the app of Anchor, I haven't put it onto, what is it again? Oh, yeah, I haven't put it onto Spotify, but this episode is still on Anchor, so go to Anchor and search for my episode. Thank you for listening. Hi, welcome to Relaxing Kids. Today I will be telling you a story. Actually, wait there for a sec, for maybe about 1 minute. I'm just going to find this story, okay?
Okay, I'm back. Sorry, it took a bit long. Now today I will be reading a story called What's a Penguin to Think When He Wakes Up Pink? This is a very weird story. One sunny morning, Patrick woke up to find he had turned bright pink. His beak was pink, his flippers were pink, he was pink from head to toe. "This is terrible," cried Patrick. "What will my friends say?" "Whoever heard of a pink penguin?" "Don't worry, dear," soothed his mum. "Dr. Black will soon sort you out." Dr. Black was puzzled. She looked in her big medical book. Every cold penguin can turn blue," she said. "If you're feeling queasy, you can go a bit green, but pink is very unusual." Dr. Black closed her big book. "Perhaps you'll get used to being pink," she said to Patrick. "But I'm a boy," he shouted, "and boys can't be pink." When they got home, Patrick's dad opened another big book. It was called Birds of the World. "Look," he said to Patrick, "flamingos are pink, just like you." Patrick looked. He saw hundreds of beautiful birds. "Are some of them boys?" asked Patrick. He gazed up at the picture. "At least half of them," laughed his dad. "You see, boys can be pink." Patrick got teased at school for being pink. "Don't worry, they'll get used to it soon enough," said his mum. Patrick wasn't so sure. He didn't like being different from everyone else. One Saturday morning, Patrick pulled out his rucksack. He put his pajamas in it and his favorite soft toy. "I don't think fit in anymore," he told his mom. "And Dad, I'm going to Africa to see those flamingos." Went to the water's edge. Africa was a long way north, but he was a strong swimmer. Swam for 7 days and seven nights. When the water began to feel warmer, he knew he was nearly there. On the end of the day, Patrick arrived in the wide bay. On the shore, he saw hundreds of flamingos, just like the picture. He waddled up to them and held out a pink flipper. "How do you do?" he said politely. The flamingos looked down at him curiously. They had long necks, spiny legs, and were very, very tall. "Will you join us for lunch?" one of them asked Patrick. "Oh yes, thank you," he cried. All of the flamingos dipped their long, curvy beaks into the water and began skimming them back and forth. Patrick's beak was quite the wrong shape, so he came up coughing and spluttering. Poor Patrick would go hungry. After lunch, the flamingos had a nap. They all stood on one leg and tucked their heads down. Patrick tried to stand on one leg too. He was hopeless. When the sunset came, it was time to fly the stingray. The flamingos flapped their wings and rose into the air like a big pink cloud. One small pink penguin was left behind. This is no good, said Patrick. He didn't belong here. Even though he was pink, it was time to go home. The next morning, Patrick set off and swam 7 days and 7 nights until the water felt lovely and cold again. Patrick's mom and dad were very pleased to see him. You must have missed your favorite breakfast, Dad. I sure did, said Patrick, his mouth full. When Patrick went back to school, the whole class crowded around him. Where have you been, Patrick? They asked. We missed you. Patrick's teacher asked him to give a little talk about his travels. I stood at the front of the class with a big map under the pointer. I went to Africa, Patrick told his friends. Wow, you swam all that way? Asked Patrick, nodded proudly. In Africa, the water is warm, he continued. There are colourful fish and tall pink birds called flamingos that stand on one leg. Did you see one of those? Asked him. I saw hundreds. And Patrick, they were beautiful. But I know I can't swim underwater or slide on my tummy like a kitten. Really? Said the classmates. What a shame. Bedtime, Patrick said, you were right, Mum. Nobody teases me anymore. He snuggled down and smiled. Being different wasn't so bad after all.
Hello, my name is Ellie and welcome to Relaxing Kids. Today, I'll be telling you a story about a little girl named Caroline. I've already told you that. So let's start the story. Actually, before we do that, let's do our breathing. One deep breath in through your nose, and then one deep breath out through your mouth. Alright, let's listen to the story. Once upon a time, there was a little girl called Caroline. In about maybe 45 days, she was going to have a baby. And she could not wait. Her baby is a little girl named Alicia. And she had brown hair and she has purple glasses. And Caroline could not wait till her little baby Alicia was born. It was like going through a maze to meeting a baby girl. I can remember when I first met my baby cousin. She was like tiny. She almost looked like a baby doll. And I heard that's what Alicia looks like. Anyway, Caroline was waving through one day, a big, big sunny day, and she felt a little pop in her belly. She realized that her baby was going to come out. And it did. She was so happy to show her husband. And she could not wait to show everybody at the work of hers about it. Especially my mom, because they go to the same work. Because Caroline is actually a real work friend to my mom. Anyway. Baby lived happily ever after, and Caroline did call her baby Alicia. Thank you for listening to this relaxing kids episode. I hope you liked it, and I think if you Google the app of Anchor, I even put it onto, what is it again? Oh, yeah, I haven't put it onto Spotify, but this episode is still on Anchor, so go to Anchor and search for my episode. Thank you for listening.